We're delighted to be joined by Nebraska President J.B. Milliken, and I need you to give me some good news, and I know you have some. You had a great week and some big announcements out of the foundation.
Thanks, Greg. Yeah, we did have a great week. The foundation, University of Nebraska Foundation, announced last night that it had its second best year ever in donations, $136 million, and transferred $107 million to the University of Nebraska last year. That's $30 million for academic programs, $22 million for student scholarships and faculty support. Also, the foundation announced that on its $1.2 billion campaign that it announced less than a year ago, it's already at $850 million raised.
Wow, that's great stuff. You talked about the campaign. What are some of the priorities for that campaign?
Well, it's a focused campaign where we've identified a set of priorities that are important to Nebraska, where we have great strength and it will be important to our future. Water and natural resources, and of course we've talked about the Doherty Gift and the Water for Food Institute, agriculture and life sciences, information technology and business, agriculture, engineering, construction, cancer research, early childhood education, and global engagement.
JB, I don't think we can stress enough how important private support is to the lifeblood of higher education. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's absolutely true. Private support is absolutely necessary to help us be a stronger, more competitive institution. It helps us attract talent, both at the faculty ranks, where we can offer professorships and attract people with new lab space and that we wouldn't be able to otherwise. Also for student supports, with both merit scholarships and need-based financial aid, helps us a great deal. Yesterday, we opened a new College of Business building at UNO, Mammal Hall, a state-of-the-art facility, will help us enormously attract students as well as faculty. We also opened this last week a new Nursing Sciences Center at UNMC. Both of these were 100% funded with private gifts, and they are going to help the university provide new graduates in business and in nursing that will be great for the state of Nebraska. Finally, the school's academic programs, like the Rake School at UNL, PKI and the Durham School, which are located in Omaha, the Water for Food Institute and others. These are programs that help the University of Nebraska be competitive and help us create leading programs in the country.
Nebraska President J.B. Milliken, our guest here at halftime. Well, we know the state's having, as all states are across the country, some financial problems right now. And, you know, can the foundation help fill some of the gaps that they may be having with some funding problems from the state?
You know, that's a great question, Greg, and I'm asked that frequently. The foundation's got an endowment well over $1 billion, and people say, well, if times are tough, can't you just use some of that money? There are really two answers to that. First is that private funds are given by donors, and they give it for a purpose. And 98% of the funds that we receive are given for a particular purpose, and there's a contractual arrangement. They're either for a scholarship or a professorship or to build a building. But the second answer, which I think is probably even more persuasive, is that it already is filling the gap. It already is providing scholarship money and professorships and building new buildings that the state isn't able to build right now and doesn't have to. And the final thing I'd say, I guess, is just because I know how competitive Nebraskans are, we're great right now. We're third in the Big 12 in size of our endowment for the foundation. But if we looked at the Big 10, we'd be 11th.
Ooh.
So the bar is going up in a number of areas, including private giving. And this is an area where I know Nebraskans will want to be competitive because it has a lot to do with the quality of the institution.
Well, I know it was a busy week. Regents had a meeting yesterday. Always good to see those guys in town, wasn't it?
They did, and they approved a new project. We'll be looking at it right there on the East Stadium, a new expansion, $55 million project to allow more Nebraska fans to see the games here.
And there was other business. I know you had a bunch of things on the agenda yesterday.
Absolutely. So. It was a big week for us.
Good. Good to see you. Let's turn this around second half.
Yeah, we got a little work to do, but we're going to do it.
Got plenty of time. Thank you. Good to see you. J.B. Milliken, Nebraska President, our guest here at halftime.